This is a True Crime Today Daily Brief.
It's strange, but it seems like almost anywhere is no longer safe, including the golf course. Upon finding the body of a 64-year-old man on the golf course property, a 57-year-old man now faces murder charges. On June 7th, shortly before 6 p.m., Delaware State Police responded to a report of a deceased person on the Baywood Golf Course property near Long Neck Road and Banks Road. The Delaware News Journal reports that authorities found Louis Fetro's body covered in a tarp under a tree. Several days before the victim's death, police say he had been stabbed multiple times. The Delaware State Police Homicide Unit identified Michael Klein as the suspect after further investigation. Klein told an acquaintance on June 4th, a few days before Petra's body was found, that he had killed a man near a golf course and stabbed him multiple times. A friend reportedly told authorities that Klein went by the nickname Skinhead M. Klein and that he had blood on his shorts and a large pocket knife. Police obtained a warrant charging Klein with first-degree murder and possession of a deadly weapon during the commission of a felony on June 16th. The warrant was obtained while Klein was already in jail for an unrelated offense. Klein initially told police he saw two black people stabbing Fetro as he hid in the bushes. Delaware News Journal reports, however, court documents obtained by the Delaware News Journal allege Fetro's DNA was discovered on Klein's shoes. Klein remains held in the Sussex Correctional Institution on $1,060,000 bond.
This has been a True Crime Today Daily Brief. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any episodes of True Crime Today. Full episodes every Monday, Tuesday, and Friday. Daily briefs 7 days a week from True Crime Today.